Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today by telephone is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we talk every week, and we talk about things that are pertinent to rural Minnesota, whether it's politics or economic things. And one of the things we've never really talked about is the center itself and what the Center for Rural Policy and Development is all about. So I'm going to let you kind of give us a little background on that.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we are, first of all, we're very thankful to have the opportunity to do these weekly interviews and get them on the air. What we are at the center here, we are an organization, a nonprofit statewide organization that the foundation world and the legislature developed back in 1997. And we were formed as an organization that could take a look at rural policy and look at rural issues from a statewide view. You know, at the time we were formed, there was a lot of metro area advocates and groups that were doing regional planning and regional policy work. You had the Met Council doing things and others, but there was no real rural agency or rural organization that could take a good nonpartisan, unbiased look at the rural landscape, and then really provide good, sound research and advice to policymakers to, you know, positively move forward that sector. So it was a collaboration of many lawmakers, local officials, foundations such as the McKnight Foundation, the Blandin Foundation, Bremer Bank Foundation, and others partnered with the state, and we were established again, like I said, in 1997, and we've over the years have grown quite a bit in our work and in our, I guess, credibility and visibility. We've definitely tried to, you know, make our organization bigger and better every year. But we are the only statewide organization like ours in Minnesota. So we're pretty proud of that, and we work hard to make sure people are getting opportunities to get to know us.
Well, one of the things that, you know, isn't lost on me is, you know, I'm working at an institution of higher learning in outstate Minnesota. And it seems to me that the Center for Rural Policy and Development certainly has a lot of connection to higher education in some of the research that's done. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's really been the foundation of our research work over our existence, is that we've partnered very well with the University of Minnesota and also the Minnesota State Colleges and University systems to tap into their researchers and to use their research arm as a good foundation and a good partner for how our work gets done. You know, we're a smaller organization in the realm of employees, so we don't have a stable full of researchers here. What we do have is a network of researchers throughout the state that can help us with specific projects. That allows us quite a bit of diversity, and it also creates a lot of opportunities for us to work with our great colleges in the state.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for spending some time with us today and explaining really what the Center for Rural Policy and Development is all about. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.